Good morning, everybody. If you would turn with me to Genesis chapter 4. And we're going to read from verse 1 to 15. Story of Cain and Abel. Now the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. And she said, I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord. Again, she gave birth to his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel, on his part, also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering, but for Cain and for his offering he had no regard. So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it. Cain told Abel his brother, and it came about when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? He said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. Now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you cultivate the ground, it will no longer yield its strength to you. You will be a vagrant and a wanderer on the earth. Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is too great to bear. Behold, you have driven me this day from the face of the ground, and from your face I will be hidden, and I will be a vagrant and wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. So the Lord said to him, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord appointed a sign for Cain, so that no one finding him would slay him. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we just come to you this morning. We want to seek your face. We want to hear your word, and we want to experience your heart as well, Lord. Would you come and speak to us, Lord, and we just want to offer ourselves to just receive whatever you have in store for us. We thank you. We just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Cain and Abel. So many firsts here, if you think about it. It would be the first pregnancy ever, right, with Cain, and the first child ever. And I was thinking, oh, it must have been so crazy, right? First child ever in the history of mankind. There's no reference of what to do, and they just had to do it. So Cain was the firstborn, and the meaning of Cain's name signifies possession, because finally, you know, Eve had the baby and they're happy. And I think part of it is they were hoping like that Cain would redeem the whole situation. So almost, I don't know if they were thinking to the extent or had the meaning of what Messiah meant, but they were hoping. And I think, you know, many parents also do that with their children. It's like all the things that they couldn't accomplish, they're hoping that they'll accomplish. So the name of Cain signifies possession. And then Abel came along, and his name actually signifies, sounds kind of bad, but it signifies vanity. You're like, what? Why would you name your child that? But it's actually, it's almost like they had a theme name for their children, because the reason they named Abel, which meant vanity, was because they're saying, you know what? Now that we have Cain and you've provided for us, everything else is vanity. So thus Cain and Abel. So in this story, Cain and Abel, they're both given a purpose. Cain is to take care of basically vegetation. And Abel is in charge of the sheep. And they decide to do a giving offering to God. And notice, there's no mention that God initiated it, right? There was no command like, hey, you guys not need to start giving, but it was something they decided to do. And I would think it was something that Adam initiated or taught. I imagine Adam was in the garden and, you know, everything's so nice and perfect. Everything's provided for him. You know, he eats this delicious peach and he takes a bite and it's so delicious. And he goes like, you know, God, you want a bite? And thus, it's a very natural thing. And I think it's something that Adam probably instilled into Cain and Abel as well. So Cain and Abel, they bring an offering, and Cain brings the fruit of the ground. So he's in charge of the vegetation, you know, fruit. But they say, like, if it's fruit of the ground, it could be the fruit that's actually dropped to the ground. So it's actually not as good, right? So it's not the best. Whereas Abel, he provided from his flock, his sheep, and the fat portions. So it was the best. So he provided the best of what he was in charge in. And whereas Abel didn't provide the best, which is like the one still on hanging on the trees, but actually was on the floor. And as a result, God appreciated Abel's offering, whereas he didn't really appreciate Cain's offering. Because what was really going on is not that God needed this offering for sustenance, but actually what he was really looking at was the heart, right? It's not that, oh, even as we look at that, it's not that, you know, oh, he's giving something. It's not that Abel gave something of more value, right? It's not like, oh, Abel gave this and Cain gave this. Or no, the other way around. Cain gave this and Abel gave this. But it's actually what was going on in the heart. And what was going on in the heart was that Abel trusted God, right? And he just wanted to give back. But funny thing happens. So first of all, God, he's not even really angry, right? It doesn't say he was angry at Cain for giving, you know, just some offering that really didn't mean that much to him or represented his heart. It just said he didn't really appreciate or respect that offering. But the result was that Cain got really angry. Because what was going on? He was like, oh man, that's not fair. Why does Abel get that, you know, approval, but I don't? I want that. So he schemes, and he basically took out the competition, right? It's like they each had their business, and then they took out the competition. And because what Cain wanted was he wanted more, right? He thought, I mean, this just shows he really didn't get God's heart, right? What God wanted was his heart, but what Abel was after was just more possessions. And as a result, Cain was punished and cursed. So, I mean, let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Because even as Cain initially, through his offering, became angry, and before he went down the road of taking out the competition, actually God warned him, right? He says, you gotta watch what's going on in your heart. So let the Holy Spirit speak to you, even in our giving. Is it really a reflection of what's going on in your heart? Or are you just doing it because, you know, that's what you should do? And I'm going to finish with the parable of the cookie. And it's basically my experience with Danielle and feeding her cookies. So every night, not every night, but many nights, as like the last thing we give her is a cookie. Either like a giant Rusk cookie or a little Gerber's. I don't know if they're like mini cookies. And she loves them. And we give her the cookie, and she eats it. And at some point, we're like, Danielle, can you give mommy some cookie or daddy a bite of your cookie? And when she does give it, and like offers it to us like this, we're so happy. Seriously, so happy. I'm not even really sure why we're so happy. Because I was asking myself that question. But I think it's because, you know, I so freely, you know, want to share and give to her. And then when she reciprocates and freely gives to me, I'm really happy, right? But when she doesn't, and she like shakes her head or like takes it away, I wouldn't say I'm angry, but I'm not that pleased, because I'm kind of like, man, don't you know, I gave you this cookie. All the cookies that you have are from me, and I'll give you more cookies, yet you won't even share a bite, right? And the other thing is, do I even really need her cookie? Do I want? To be honest, the cookies aren't very good. They're okay, because they're like low sugar and all that. So they don't even really taste that good. But again, it's really not about the cookie, right? For me, it's about what's going on in her heart as she offers it. And this is the same with Cain and Abel. Cain, he didn't want to share. He just gave the leftovers. Abel just gave, right? And if Danielle, my daughter, if she gives me the cookie after she's full or after she's like done and doesn't want it anymore, same thing. I would be like, the significance of her sharing is no longer there. Or even, I was just thinking, if she's a little older and you know, I ask, oh, Danielle, she's a little bit mature now. She's like a bigger cookie. And then I said, Danielle, can I have some cookie? And she says to me, how much? How much do I need to give you? Right? I mean, that's not a bad question, but it's where it's coming. It's like, it could be, how much do I have to give you? Or, oh, how much would you like? And I think that's where we need to sometimes assess even our tithe, right? The 10%. Yes, we've been instructed to give 10%, but what is the heart behind that 10% even, right? Because really, as I'm asking for Danielle to share, it's never about the amount. I just want her to recognize that whatever she's sharing back with me is what I've freely and will continue to provide for her, right? So that act of giving is really a reflection of your heart, always, a reflection of your heart. And what your heart is saying is not, oh, okay, here's 10%. What your heart's saying is, actually, I recognize you as my provider, and everything that I have is yours. So Lord, I just want to share and give back. And that's why it should be so free. So even for those of us who, I want to say, like, even if you don't have an income right now, right, or you don't have money coming in, because technically tithing is whatever you get, then you give the 10%, right? You can still give. You can still give, because even as you don't have an income, isn't God still providing for you? Isn't everything that you have still from God? So you can still respond. Still respond. Say, God, everything I have is yours. And you can give maybe from savings, but you can also give an offer the time you have, as well as your talents. So in the end, it's always about the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law, right? The letter of the law would be, in our, I'm just throwing it, it's like just to hit that 10%, just to do the minimum, right? The spirit of the law of giving is being generous, right? It's not about doing the minimum, but it's to freely give because you know that God is your provider. Everything that you have is His, so you can freely give back and share. And over our men's retreat, we really did something that was so touching this weekend. And what we did was we had people who felt, we said, oh, if you really feel like God has provided and blessed you in your life, we want you to stand. And then all these men stood up and then said, okay, I want you, now you're standing and you see who's not standing, and I want you to just pray and go to that person, and I want you to just like freely give to that person, right? And so, sorry. And so people did that, and it would have been a really sad like question if someone said, like someone put up their hand for instructions and said, well, Pastor Sam, what's the minimum we should give? Right? Thankfully, no one asked that. And instead, people just stood up, we prayed, and those brothers who were sitting and not feeling so blessed and struggling, people just came and blessed them. Right, and I remember I was talking to one of these brothers, and I said to them, hey, because I just felt like, you know, sometimes even when you receive, it's hard to receive because you feel like you're receiving from the person, and then you feel like you owe the person, right? And I told this brother, I said, hey, like, you know, don't, when you receive, you got to receive it freely because in the same way that you recognize that God is your provider, He's the provider of everyone here, right? And these people who are giving, they're not giving out of obligation, thinking, oh, this is mine. But they also recognize that God is their provider, and they're just freely giving to you as well. So what you're receiving is just the love of God, right? But He's using your brothers and sisters to do that so you feel this love that's not just from God, but from your brothers and sisters. So, as Jeff leads us, let's just take a look to assess our giving, right? Even with our tithing, I know sometimes it's nice to not think about it. We know about this 10%, and we just do it, and we're like, oh, we're good. We're good. But really, even as we tithe, is it reflecting your heart? Are you expressing your heart and gratefulness that God is your provider? That everything that you have is from Him and belongs to Him? And you're just reciprocating and sharing that back? So maybe even, you know, with not just like once a month when you receive your paycheck, but every Sunday as you come, or even in your time of quiet time, rather than just write that number that's 10%, maybe we should ask God a question and say, God, what do you want? What do you need? Not because it's like, oh, what's the minimum, but like, God, what's the maximum? No strings attached. What do you need? And we can just give out of there. And I think when we do that, at the very least, it'll probably hurt sometimes, but at the very least, as we offer God our time, our talents, our finances, alongside, we'll always be offering God our heart as well.
bones of my heart be pleasing to you, be pleasing to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, my God. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart
As we were worshiping, I just heard the word from God to address our area in our lives of the issue with time. Time is such a valuable commodity. And I just felt like God was saying, hey, even in the area of the way you spend your time, is it really a reflection of what's important to you, me? But even on a side note, I feel like he also said, also family is the way we spend our time a reflection of our love that we have for God as well as our family. And even when we're spending time with family and friends, does that also reflect our devotion to God? What I mean is the words we speak, you know, the things we share. Are we just talking and bringing glory to the things happening into this world? Or are we speaking of God's glory and goodness as well? So let's also just take a moment to just assess the area of time in our lives. And if it's sorely lacking, then just have a conversation with God about that, and just recommit to making God first. Let's turn to their screens. And let's cover our community in prayer. Let's cover those loved ones in our community whose families and friends are going through cancer, as well as those recovering from chemo and radiation therapy. Let's pray for God's healing and strength for these people. Cover loved ones who are sick, but as well need to just come to know God. Pray that God would use their circumstances, their situations, and people in their lives to reveal the truth and love of God. Also cover those suffering from infirmities on the list. Next, let's also cover those looking for jobs. Even as they're looking, especially on the, as we were covering generosity, that they could still operate in that spirit of generosity, as they still trust that God is providing, that God is still taking care of them and leading them. But let's also pray that God would just connect them and open doors for them as well. Go to our Thursday prayers. Let's first go to our mission focus. Let's cover our nation of Cambodia, as well as our missionary Grace, who's in Bloom. Let's also cover Japan and Pastor Sophia there. Let's pray that they just continue to adjust, continue to be able to learn the language. I know Pastor Sophia is facing challenges in really picking up the language. So let's pray that, you know, God would open their minds and their mouths to the language. Lift up our prayer and healing ministries. Let's pray for our IP team, The Well, Cascade, and let's pray for anointing and protection over these teams. Also pray for our education ministries, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, SPU. Let's pray for anointing. Let's pray for the students to come together to connect with one another, especially new students. Let's pray for the teachers and leaders to really have a heart for their sheep. Let's pray for SP Lights as well as Homie Outreach. Let's pray for these ministries that God would bring supernatural connections and bring favor onto the team, that the people that they speak to would just open up their hearts to them and allow them into their lives. Pray for our house church today, Robin Hood, Elements, Happy Valley, Olympic. That'd be a really inspired time of sharing, where the men would be able to just share with the women just all the things that God did over the men's retreat, as well as the women as they came together during their service, everything that God spoke to them. We just want to express to you that from our hearts, and from our words, Lord, that you are our provider. You are such a good provider, a provider who not only takes care of our needs, but even our wants and desires, Lord, and you're just smiling down at us, God, as we're your beloved children. And when we just respond in giving back to you, Lord, it really makes you so happy, God. And Lord, we just want to continue to give freely in our time, in our talents, in our finances, Lord. We want to give freely, Lord, in recognition that we trust you and we appreciate what you do, Lord. And even as we go about our day today, Lord, help us to be aware. Help us to hear and see what you're doing, Lord. And you know, we just offer our lives to you, to be used by you as well, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just pray a blessing over everyone here, Lord. May you just bless our spirit to connect to the Holy Spirit and just to lead our body and soul. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have a great day, everyone.